Center is to empower all LGBTQ people of the Capital Region. And my goals are to continue our services to reach 10 counties of the Capital Region and, to really expand what we're doing to support all folks.
Those 10 counties can vary. What's needed in Albany County may not be needed in a smaller, more rural county. So how do you cope with that challenge?
Well, we really respond to the needs of the community, and it's we have a very vocal community, so they're not afraid to tell us what they need. So, we may need more support for our youth in Schenectady, versus men in Albany. We have the flexibility to tailor our programs and services to the populations that need us the most in the various counties.
You've been involved as an activist for nearly 25 years, going back to 1993. How have the causes changed, the concerns changed since the early 90s?
It's amazing how much things have changed. I mean, just this year with the passage of marriage equality, like across the United States, that's something that, while we've been fighting for it forever, it didn't seem like it was possible, but over the past decade with states passing legislation, now it's nationwide. It's amazing that that's happened. And now it's like, okay, what do we do now? There's still so many people that need support and services and protection. We still can be evicted in many states across the country. We need legislation to protect transgendered and gender nonconforming people.
When you began your work back in the early 90s, HIV/AIDS was perhaps at the top of the concerns. It still is, of course, a major concern, but what are the concerns now? How has that evolved over the years?
It's a constant, changing, from day to day. What are we looking at? Certainly health and wellness in all forms. Taking care of ourselves mentally, physically, emotionally is always top of mind for everything that we do. And it's really providing support for people that, sometimes there are difficult times and people, take a turn that leads them into some stuff that's not really good for them. And, we need to provide the support, for people to come back from, the darkness and to be healthy, whole people.
Fundraising is always a challenge for so many groups such as yours. Where does the money come from? And that must be a constant challenge.
It is. Our budget, about a third of our budget are grants. A third of our budget is individual donations from wonderful supporters across the region. And then about a third of our income is sponsorship for the events that we do.
Do you do much lobbying at the state capitol? And if so, what will be some of the major goals of the upcoming session in January?
We do not do a lot of lobbying just because of the nature of our 501c3 not-for-profit status, but we are affiliated with the Empire State Pride Agenda, who is a 501c4, and they do so much of the lobbying on behalf of us, for the major issues that we're looking at, and we one or two days a year are able to join them, and have been trying to get the passage of the gender bill, the Gender Expression Non-Discrimination Act, for so many years now. And, every year we are out there with signs and, trying to get the legislation to pass it.